谢你。
We thank you for your word.
主啊，我们感谢你的话语。
We give thanks for your protection, for the storm.
主啊，真是感谢你，然后让我们保护我们度过安全，度过我们现在的风暴。
And Father, this morning we want to praise you and we want to give thanks to you.
主啊，我们今天早晨我们来到这里，我们向你献上我们的赞美和感谢。
And may you prepare our hearts and mind to listen to your words.
主啊，求你准备我们的心，让我们能够听领受你的教诲。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求祷告。
Amen. In the previous sermon, I talk about the divine goal for our testing is to make us special to God.
在我以前的讲道当中，我谈到我们的试炼的终极的目的是借着神的道给予我们属灵的生命。
By giving us a new spiritual life with the Word of God.
借着神的道来给我们属灵的生命。
And in the current passage, James chapter 1, verses 19 to 21, apparently James has shifted his focus on other things, particularly on the issue of anger.
那么在今天所要讲到的经文，很显然，雅各他这个主题挪到了另外的地方，尤其是他在讲到了我们怒气的问题。
I read many books about this passage.
我这个关于这节经文读了许多的书。
And most people have used this passage as an occasion to talk about anger management.
那有很多人呢，去用这节经文作为一个机会来探讨这个制怒的问题。
Now, because James teaches us to, he said, quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
那么雅各呢，在这里边教导我们大家要慢慢的听，慢慢的，快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
Now, of course, there's nothing wrong to use this passage to talk about anger management.
很显然，这个我们用这些经文来，这个来谈制怒是无可非议的。
Now, but as I look more carefully at the immediate context of this passage,
那么当在我呢在看了这个仔仔细细看了这个文章的上下文的时候
，Now, I realize that this passage might not be talking about anger in general.
哦，我突然意识到这一段经文很可能不是在讲怒气的问题。
Now, what does it mean by quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger?
那么什么叫快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒呢？
Now, there are several things that we need to take note.
那有以下几件事情我们要注意。
Now, for one thing, James had mentioned of the word of truth as being a means of regeneration in the previous verse.
那么雅各在这里谈到真道是人重生的途径。
A process of being given a new spiritual life.
是人在属灵里有新生命的一个过程。
Now, I believe that this passage has a connection with the teaching of regeneration as well.
但是我确实觉得这一段经文讲的东西与重生有密切的关系。
The second thing we have to take note is that the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
那么第二点我要讲的是，我们要注意的是，人的怒气不能够成就神的义。
So there's a connection between, the anger of man and the righteousness of God.
很显然，这里边在人的怒气与神的义当中有很大的关系。
Now, among few other possibilities, the righteousness of God here can be understood as the righteousness that God requires.
那么有下以在以下几种可能里面，神的义在这里可以被理解为是神要求的义。
Or it can be understood as the righteousness that God approves.
也可以把它理解为神所应允的义。
Or it can even be understood as the righteousness of Christ which are effected by his power or commanded in his word.
也可以理解为我们基督的义，这些义只能是是耶稣基督使他们起了作用。
And the third thing we must take note here is that the human anger is also associated with the word of God that can save one soul.
那么第三件事情我们要注意的是，这里讲人的怒气与神的道相关，就这一点就可以拯救一个人的灵魂。
And therefore, I believe that to have a more coherent understanding and flow of thought about verses 19 to 21, James was not so much talking about human anger in general.
因此，我以为从上下文一起看， 雅各在这里呢并不是在 探讨人的怒气。
Now, instead, he might talk about a diligent hearing of God's word and reverent speaking of God's words are the attitudes needed to receive God's teaching.
反而他在这里认真地讲神的道，恭恭敬敬地说神的道，才是我们领受神教诲的正确的态度。
Now, in previous words, we learned that it is God's word that brings us new spiritual life.
在以前的几段经文里边，我们知道，那么只有是神的道给我们带来新的属灵的生命。
So, in the process of regeneration, in verses 19 to 21, James is telling us what attitudes we are supposed to have to receive God's word.
那么因此，在重生的过程当中，也就是在19节到21节，雅各在那里告诉我们，我们应该所具有的什么样的态度。
Now, since human anger does not produce the righteousness that God requires, James tells us that we must receive the life-saving word with meekness.
那么既然人的怒气不能够成圣，成就上帝所要求的义，那么雅各在这里告诉我们，我们必须恭恭敬敬地领受神的救恩。
And what does meekness mean in this context?
在这种情况下，那么这个恭恭敬敬到底是什么意思呢？
I believe that quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger somehow depicts the essence of meekness to receive God's word in this context.
那么我觉得慢慢的快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，在某种程度上告诉我们恭恭敬敬的这个真谛在什么地方。
Now, in this way, we would have a more accurate understanding on what it means by quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
在这种情况下，我们就会有正确的理解，什么叫慢慢的听，快快的听，慢慢的说，和慢慢的动怒。
And let's take a closer look at these three elements when receiving God's teachings.
那么我们现在再来看一下这个下面以下我们刚才讲的这三点。
The first of all, what does quick to hear mean?
那么我们第一次先看一下什么叫快快的听。
First, it tells us how much we should value hearing God's word.
那么首先呢，这里雅各在这里告诉我们应该如何去重视听神的道。
Now, our ear is the sense of learning, and a human instrument to capture knowledge.
我们的耳朵是一个学习知识、获取知识的器官。
And therefore, it is a grace of God given to most people without disability.
那这是神的恩典来给了我们大多数人。
Now, when coming to the process of regeneration, it is our ear or our sense of hearing and learning, that is consecrated to receive the word of God.
当谈到重生的时候，是我们的听觉感官来起作用，来领受神的道。
Now, in the Old Testament, if you ask the Jews what is the most significant Bible verse in the Hebrew Scriptures,
那么如果在旧约圣经时代，如果你问一个犹太人，什么是圣经希伯来圣经里边最重要的经文？
Most likely he would quote Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 to 5.
那么呢，他很可能会说生命记第六章第四节到第五节。
He would say, Hear, O Israel, the Lord of our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And hear, O Israel, the Jews call it a Shema Israel, a centerpiece of the morning and evening prayer services.
那么这里边讲犹太人早晨和晚上祷告的 Shema 是他祷告的一个中心的要点。
The Jews considers the Shema to be the most important part of the prayer service in Judaism.
在犹太教当中，犹太人把诗马篇作为他们祷告当中最重要的一段经文。
Now, paying attention to the word of God is utmost important in one's spiritual life.
在一个人的这个属灵生命当中，注意听神的话是最重要的一个环节。
Now, likewise, in the New Testament, in Romans chapter 10, Paul teaches that faith comes from hearing the message. And the message is heard through the word of Christ.
同样在新约圣经罗马书第十章，保罗在那里第十章保罗讲讲信道的人是从听道而来，是通过听耶稣基督的道而来的。
And Paul asked a series of rhetorical questions. He asked, how can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
保罗在那里问了一系列的问题，然而未曾信他怎么能救他呢？未曾听见他的怎么能信他呢？没有传道的怎么能听见呢？听见呢？
Paul highlights one very important aspect of how a person comes to Christ.
那么保罗在这里强调了一个很重要的一点。
It is our sense of hearing.
那就是一个人的听觉。
And second, it tells us that we should take every opportunity to hear the word of God.
第二点，那这里告诉我们，我们应该利用每一个机会来听神的道。
If the Bible teaches that a minister should preach God's word in season and out of season, meaning they should make good use of every chance to preach God's word, then we believers should take every opportunity or occasion to listen to God's word.
那么圣经教导我们，一个传道人要无时无地的传讲神的话。那么我们，也就是对我们来说，我们就是应该利用每一个机会来认认真真的听神的话。
In the time of John the Baptist,
在施洗约翰的时代，
people from Jerusalem, Judea, and other surrounded regions came to hear John the Baptist.
那么人从耶路撒冷，从犹大地，还有其他附近的地方来听这个施洗约翰讲道。
Some of those places mentioned were over 30 miles beyond Jerusalem.
那么这些地方，我刚才提到这些地方，大概有很多地方是30英里以外的路。
So you can imagine how far away they had to walk to listen to God's word.
所以我们就可以想象他们要走多远的路来听神的话。
Now you know it is the nature of human beings that values God's word most when God's word is scarce.
那我们大家都知道，人的本性是这样的。当神的道很少的神的道很少不常见的时候，人反而珍惜神的道。
And they tend to despise God's word when God's words are plenty.
当神的道很丰盛的时候，人反而轻慢它。
In the time of Old Testament, God also works the other way around when His people did not show interest in listening to His word.
在旧约时代，当人们对神的道没有多大兴趣的时候，神会使用另外一种方法。
In Samuel's time, it was told that the word of the Lord was precious in those days, for there were not many visions. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1.
在撒母耳时代，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有末世。
It happened in the time of Prophet Amos, as when the prophet said, "Man will stagger." From the sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it.
这个事情也发生在阿摩斯时代。阿摩斯书第八章第十二节那里记到，他们必须漂流，从这海到那海，从北边到东边，往来奔跑，寻求神的话，并寻不着。
Therefore, when we have His final revelation of God written in our Bible.
因此，当我们看到这个圣经里边最后一章启示录的时候，
we should value every single opportunity to listen to God's word.
我们真是应该珍惜每一个机会来听神的教诲。
In this context,
在这种情况下，
James teaches that since the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
那么在这种情况下，雅各教导我们，既然人的怒气不能够成就神的义，
We must receive the life-saving word with meekness.
我们必须以谦卑的心态认真的领受，
By being seriously attending to God's teachings.
认真领受神的教诲。
Now, in other words, quick to hear means to have a teachable heart and ready to listen to God's word.
换句话说，很快的听，也就是说人要有一颗受教的心，准备好领受神的道。
The second thing that we can learn from this passage is that what does it mean by slow to speak?
那么第二件事情我们从这个经文里学到的是什么叫慢慢的说。
The phrase also needs to be considered in a proper context, a proper immediate context.
那么这句话呢我们应该这个非常小心要在上下文上下文来理解。
First, it tells us that we should not pass our judgment too quickly concerning God's word.
首先这里教导我们不应该急于评判神的话。
Or we should not too quickly condemn and defend anything that is contrary to to our presupposition or some value that you treasure most in our lives.
也告诉我们，我们不应该对我们不认同的事或物进行指责和评判。
Be slow to speak means do not rashly say something until you truly learn and understand what is taught in the scriptures.
那么慢慢的说也就是指你在你没有完全懂得圣经的教诲的时候不要急于评判。
And second, slow to speak may imply that we are better spend more time to learn ourselves than to teach others.
那么第二点慢慢的说是让我们最好多花些时间先自己学懂然后再去教导别人。
Many people are so hasty to speak but never learn to practice what they speak according to the scriptures.
那么我们很多人急于讲话而从没有从没有学会如何按照圣经的原则去讲话。
For them, it's much easier to prescribe to others than to practice themselves.
那么对他们来说告诫别人如何行要比自己行出来容易得多。
And James chapter 3 verse 1, which we will see later, James said, Not many of you should presume to be teachers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly.
在雅各书第三章第一节那里讲不要多人做师傅因为晓得我们受更重要的判断。
We may be too hasty to criticize and discipline others,
我们很可能去这个非常很快的去批评别人而来指责别人。
But you may neglect your own souls.
但是我们却忽视了自己的灵魂。
And in Romans chapter 2 verse 21, when reminding the Jews, Paul said, You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself?
在罗马书第二章第二十一节保罗是这样来这个提醒犹太人的。你既是教导别人还不教导自己吗？
And fourth, so slow to speak means we do not vainly and arrogantly talk about things in the scriptures.
那么第四点慢慢的说意思是我们不要高高在上。
And put yourselves above what is expected.
夸夸其谈讲神的话。
In Proverbs chapter 10 verse 19, it says, when words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise.
箴言第十章第十九节是那里讲多言多语难免有过禁止嘴唇是有智慧的。
We should evaluate our words before we say them.
那么也就是说我们要三思而后说。
The last thing that slow to speak teaches us that is not too hastily form objection against God's word.
那么最后一点告诫我们不要在人前人后急于说反对神的话。
And whether you say it out loud in front of others or you say it to yourselves.
那么在人前人后我不管是在人前还是在人后这样说。
At times it is our pride and arrogance that cause us to form a series of objections and excuses to defy God's words in our lives.
时常是我们的骄傲傲慢使我们制造出一系列的借口理由来与神的道作对。
You cannot listen carefully while you are talking.
你在讲话夸夸其谈的时候你是不可能这个注意聆听别人的
话。Or even when you are talking to yourself in your mind.
即使你是在这个脑意识上对自己说话。
Many God's words that we heard at times seem to be not meaningful to us.
在我们听到的时候神的话常常对我们毫无意义。
Because we're not paying attention to the word of God.
无论何时听到还是牧师的讲道。
Whether it be from preaching, pastoral advice, or reading.
无论是听到还是牧师的讲道、还是读经。
Or even if we listen, we may not spend serious time to think about it.
那么虽然我们有时候在听，但是我们没有花时间去好好的想。
Instead, we are paying more attention to what we want to say and what we think ourselves, especially when we come to some of the hard sayings and teachings in the Bible.
反而我们却在注意我们所说所想，尤其是我们遇到困难，遇到难懂的经文和教导的时候。
In ancient Greece and Rome,
在古希腊罗马时代，
oratory was studied as a component of rhetoric.
那么演讲学或者叫雄辩术是修辞学的一个很重要的部分。
That is composition and delivery of speeches.
那也就是说这个在公共场合下演讲跟雄辩。
And it was an important skill in public and private life.
这是一个大众和私人生活当中一个重要的技能。
And this skill was highly emphasized as a part of a liberal arts education during the Middle Ages and Renaissance.
在中世纪和文艺复兴时期，文科教育在古希腊罗马的文科教育非常注重这一个技能的培养。
It is very common for well-off families or even individuals to look for an orator to give personal tuition.In the art of public speaking.
在那时候有钱的人家常常就雇用私人教师来教授公共演讲艺术。
There was an incident when a famous Roman orator was asked by a young man to teach him the art of public speaking.
那么呢有一次、一位年轻人请求一位罗马的著名的演说家教他演讲术。
And this orator was very annoyed by the young man's attitude.
那么这位演讲家被这个年轻人的态度所激怒了。
This was because the young man was very, very, very talkative.
这主要是因为这位年轻人喋喋不休，夸夸其谈。
He continued an incessant flow of meaningless talk that allowed the Greek teacher no opportunity to teach him anything.
他一直在滔滔不绝地讲一些毫无意义的话，以至于这位演讲家根本没有机会去教他。
So when they finally reached the point of discussing the feast, the orator said,
那么最后呢，当这个讨论，当他们讨论到这个怎么收费的时候，这位演讲家说
The young man, to instruct you in oratory, I will have to charge you a double fee.
小伙子，我必须收你双倍的钱。
The young man, of course, was surprised by the idea of charging the double fee.
那么这位年轻人对此大吃一惊。
Then the orator explained, "This is because I will have to teach you two skills."
那么呢，这位演讲家在解释，这是因为我在教你的时候必须教你两种技能。
The first is to how to hold your tongue.
第一种技能是如何管住自己的口舌。
And only then the second is to use your tongue.
第二种技能才是如何使用自己的口舌。
In our context, the idea of slow to speak means we have to be careful with our own thoughts.
那么在这种情况下，慢慢的说意味着当别人教导神的话语的时候，
while someone else is trying to teach, proclaim, or advise with God's word.
当别人教导我们神的话语的时候，我们一定要注意的听。
It always starts with what we think and later into outward words and expressions.
一切从我们的思维开始，然后才是我们表达所用的话语。
Thoughts may be correct upon further information that we get.
当我们有更多信息的时候，我们的思想可以得到纠正。
But we cannot stop our words once they come out from our mouth.
但话从口出，我们就无法挽回了。
In thoughts we sin with our own mind only.
我们有时只是在意念上犯罪。
In words we sin with our minds and also with our tongues.
但是在话语上，我们是在意念跟口舌上都犯了罪。
We should appreciate and value every single opportunity to hear the word of God preached and taught.
我们应该珍惜每一次听到的机会。
And discuss it in a humble attitude with others who truly honor God's words and keen to obey.
以谦卑的心态来与人分享，来荣耀神的话语。
So the point is,
那么这里我要讲的是
Since the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God, we must receive the life-saving word with meekness by not being judgmental about God's teaching.
这里要讲的是既然人的怒气不能成就神的义我们就必须谦卑恭敬地领受神的救恩而不能够受怒气的驱使来抵挡神的教导。
This means slow to speak.
这就是我们说的慢慢地说。
Third,
第三点
slow to anger.
慢慢地动怒。
What does it mean?
这话什么意思呢?
This phrase is also to be understood in the context of receiving the word of God with submission.
这句话的意思是领受神的教诲我们应该有顺服的心。
Anger is a very natural human emotion.
怒气是人之常情。
Or a very natural reaction to things that provoke a person.
也是我们受到挑战的一种反应。
Even God at times is angry, but the anger of God is anger of righteousness and holiness.
甚至我们的上帝有时候也有怒气但神的怒气是圣怒也是义怒。
Whereas the anger mentioned here is an inner frustration or even a deep resentment to God's word.
那么这里提到的怒气是一种内心的沮丧甚至对神话语的怨恨。
Now in this context, James more likely is talking aboutAnger at God's truth.
那么这个雅各在这里讲当雅各在这里讲的是当神的道与人的罪相冲突时
Anger at God's truth that confronts a person's sins.
那么呢他与人的罪相冲突
Or the resentment over the teachings in the Bible that conflicts with one's personal belief and sinful behavior.
那么也就是当圣经与人的信仰和罪冲突的时候人对神的道的怒气与怨恨。
This happens especially when the teachings in the Bible does not correspond to a person's own conviction, perspective, and value on certain things.
当圣经的教导与个人的信仰背景相悖的时候这种怒气时时发生。
Now, I don't know whether you have ever had the experience of struggling with a particular scriptures in the Bible that speak to your situation or your problem in real life.
我不知道你们是否有这样的经历那就是圣经的某一段章节就是在说你生活当中所遇到的一些问题。
Now, at times you might feel uneasy about certain things that the Bible talks about, especially certain things that the Bible does not allow you to do.
我们时时我们有可能觉得很不舒服，圣经讲的正是我们不应该去做的事情。
For example, I've come across some people with homosexual inclination, both Christians and non-Christians.
那么比如说我遇到了一些个这个有同性恋倾向的人这些人有的是基督徒和或者是非基督徒。
When you point out the Bible never endorses such a practice or lifestyle, they will feel frustrated, upset, and angry, not only with you, but also in particular with the Bible, the Word of God.
当你指出来圣经从来没有认同同性恋的行为的这个时候而是对同性恋的行为的时候他们会不仅仅对你而是对神的道圣经的教诲感到很生气懊恼和沮丧。
Another example is premarital sex.
那另外一个例子就是婚前的性行为。
There were occasions when couples who had engaged in premarital sex were confronted by pastor in premarital counseling sessionThey felt very upset about it and never wanted to repent for what they had done.
那么常常有的这个夫妇他们这个有婚前的性行为当牧师来为这些事情跟他们这个教导他们的时候他们会感到特别沮丧特别懊恼他们这个从来不想对自己所做的事情有所改正。
The Galatian church in Apostle Paul's time was facing the problem of not embracing the essence of the gospel.
在使徒保罗时代的加勒太教会面临同样的问题。
Paul rebuked them of turning again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world, such as observing those meaningless traditions and customs.
保罗反对他们按世俗的原则 循规蹈矩。
In Galatians chapter 4, verse 16, Paul asked them, Have I then become your enemy by telling your truth?
加勒太书第四章第16节，如今我将真理告诉你们，就成了你们的仇敌吗？
The question implies that the Galatian church has some sort of resentment over Paul's teaching and exhortation against their erroneous beliefs.
那么问题是这里，保罗是在这里讲加勒太教会对保罗的批评，他们的错误的信仰怀有怨恨。
And in the same manner, James was telling those in his time who heard the word of God and resented its exposing their personal false ideas.
那么同样，雅各也在这里讲那些听到神道的人，反对他把他们的错误的观点的想法。
Especially when they were in the midst of various trials and sufferings.
尤其是在他们在生活当中遇到试炼的时候。
In this case, slow the anger means not being angrily prejudiced against God's teaching.
那么在这里呢，讲的是不要充满怒气，曲解神的教诲。
From a perspective of regeneration, many times new Christians seem to miss a step when coming to their conversion experience.
那么从重生的角度来看，新基督徒在觉知的时候也有时错走了这一步。
When they ask about the conversion experience, they always tell you how happy they are to know Christ.
当问到他们觉知的经历的时候，他们总会告诉人们他们在认识耶稣的时候是多么的高兴。
And they will tell you that they are also looking forward to start experiencing church life and fellowship.
他们也会说他们这个非常希望过教会的教会和团契的生活。
But when they are asked about the experience of repentance over their sins, a lot of times they couldn't tell you much of their experience.
当问到他们悔改的经历的时候，他们常常说不出什么经历而来。
A real conversion must come with a real repentance.
真正的觉知必须来自真正的悔改。
A true regeneration must come with a real struggle over one's sin.
真正的重生一定经历了与罪的征战。
The person would have wrestled with the issue of sin in light of God's word shining into his soul.
和罪征战过的人心里必须有必定有神的光亮。
He must feel guilty, dirty, and if you are in Asian culture, you must feel shame about your own old life.
在他一定会感到自己有罪的过去和肮脏不堪，在亚裔的文化当中，对过去的生活，你一定要感到羞耻。
And eventually, by the power of the Holy Spirit,
那么最终一个人借着圣灵的力量
，the person will submit himself to God's word and turn to God from their sins，
会彻底把自己交托给神，归向神。
So the last point is that since the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God。We must receive the life-saving word with meekness by not being prejudiced against God's teachings.
那么最后一点就是说，既然人的怒气不能成就神的义，我们必须谦卑的来领会神的教诲，而不是去找借口反对他。
This means slow to anger.
那么这也就是说，我们要慢慢的动怒。
Because time constraint, I have to stop now.
由于时间的关系，我必须停在这里。
I hope God's words, in this context will help you, today.
我希望今天的这一段经文会帮助我们大家。
Let's pray.
我们大家一起低头祷告。
Father, we give thanks to you as we listen to your words.
主啊，我们向你献上我们的感谢，当我们聆听你的话语的时候。
In the midst of our dark and foggy times,
在我们现在黑暗朦胧的这个时代
，All sorts of voices are shouting orders into the night。
那么呢，我们在这种世界上有各种各样的纷杂的声音
，telling us what to do，
告诉我们如何去做，如何去行
，How to adjust our lives，
告诉我们如何来改变我们的生活
，How to live our lives，
告诉我们如何去生活
，How to make ourselves happier。
告诉我们如何过得更幸福。
But out of the darkness,
但在黑暗当中
，one voice signals something quite opposite to the rest.
有一个声音却与众不同。
And a lot of times, this voice may even cause consternation, resentment, anger, or doubt in our hearts.
这个声音常常让我们心中产生惊恐、怨恨、怒气和忧虑、疑虑。
But the voice happens to be the light of the world.
但是这声音正是世界之光。
The word of God.
神的话。
The gospel of Jesus Christ and his teachings.
是耶稣基督的福音和教诲。
And if we ignore it,
如果我们弃而不听,
we shall put ourselves in great danger.
我们将身处险境。
Since the human anger does not produce the righteousness of God,
既然人的怒气不能成就神的义,
we must receive the life-saving word with meekness.
我们必须以谦卑来领受神的救恩。
And Lord teach us to learn that how to quick to hear, slow to speak,and slow to anger.
那么上帝来这里教导我们慢慢的快快的听慢慢的说慢慢的动怒。
And may the Lord forgive us.
求主原谅整个我们这个世界。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求祷告。
Amen.
Amen.